President Sweeney of the AFL-CIO, thank you for joining us today on HealthOH.org.
Thank you.
Virtually every member of the union has health care coverage. So when it comes to the health care system, what is the biggest problem they face? Affordability?
Affordability is definitely a problem, but they have seen in their own experiences in their collective bargaining the crisis that we have with health care, and they're very realistic about the number of people who do not have health care, and they see it in their own communities and in some cases in their own workplaces. But it's not just cost. I mean, although cost is big, in a period when wages have been stagnant, the cost is more serious than it's ever been. But access and quality are significant concerns of working people and their families.
And I know that the union supports universal coverage. How do you get there?
Well, I think we have to have sweeping change, and we have to recognize that we can't do this incrementally, that we have to find a way to build the situation in terms of the public accepting what kind of plan they have. There certainly have to be options for the public in terms of some have very good coverage today and others have inadequate coverage. I think that the coverage really has to respect the positions that different people are in different situations. And so there has to be some flexibility. But it has to be universal. It has to be focused on the high cost as well as the quality of health care.
And is it the Conyers bill that the AFL-CIO still supports, which I think informally is known as Medicare for All, a single-payer plan?
Congressman Conyers has introduced a very significant bill. There are some other members who have proposed bills which are pretty good as well, but we're holding our options open in terms of the timing and waiting for the Congress to really get into this debate, and then we'll be deciding and participating in the discussions, and hopefully we'll be supporting a very significant national health care bill.
But philosophically, is it the blend of private and public, or does it fall more on the public side?
Well, it depends on how all this develops. There's no question about it that the public approach is a very interesting one and would probably provide the kind of coverage that is necessary. But we have to also recognize the fact that we have to have the political will to accomplish this. And if there has to be some combination, we're willing to really address that and to take a close look at it.
You said a moment ago that we can't do anything incrementally. And in this series of interviews I've been doing, people seem to fall in one of two categories: big and bold, and soon after a new president takes office, or smaller steps. Why do you think the first way is the better way to go?
Because I think that we've been talking about this long enough, and we certainly have had enough experience in terms of what the health crisis is in our country. And I think we have to really address these issues with the attention that they deserve. I mean, a few years back when the Clintons were proposing health care reform, we had 35 million people who were not covered. Today it's 47 and continuing to rise. The problem is not going to get any better until we do have significant change. And I think that the bigger and bolder concept is what we should be looking at.
But does the Clinton experience back in the early 90s speak against having some success at the big and bold as opposed to the incremental?
Well, I believe that we've learned a little bit since the Clinton approach was introduced, and I think that we understand that that you really can't resolve this crisis on an incremental basis, that you have to really address the major factors, which are cost, quality, and access, and I think we have to find that solution.
Does it discourage you then that there are some political leaders on Capitol Hill, mostly Democrats, who are beginning to try to tamp down expectations about the ability of the country to do big and bold in the next couple of years because of the cost?
There's no question about it that the cost is a major factor. But I think that we can probably provide the kind of health care that's necessary at lower cost, or certainly not more cost, than we're spending on health care today. I think that we have a lot to learn in terms of the quality and cost and relate the two together, as well as the access, and that we can do it within the restrictions that we might have today. I think that there are employers who are providing very good health care at a very high cost, and it has affected their ability to compete with other employers. And I think that those costs could certainly be leveled off or possibly be introduced. I mean, there are many cost-saving factors that can be a part of this discussion.
What would be tops on your list?
Well, prescription drugs probably looms out there as certainly one that has to be addressed. But I think that we have to look at technology, and we have to look at administration of healthcare systems. We have to find ways to raise the level of quality and at the same time try not to increase the cost.
Is there another country that you look at and go, that's a reasonable model for the United States?
Well, there are a number of models that we have seen. But we have to tailor the model that's best for our own country. And we can learn from different countries what they are providing and how they address the issue of access. I believe that to the north of us, Canada has a system that has been very effective. Some might be critical of it, but I think overall that it's a pretty good system. Many of the European countries, the thing that people must focus on is that every other industrialized country in the world has found some way to provide national health care for their folks. And it's about time we had the political will to do it.
President Sweeney, if next year there is a meaningful debate, discussion, action about changes in the healthcare system, and the AFL obviously is at the table for the negotiations, what is your line in the sand? You suggested earlier you'd be open to public-private versus public-only, but what are the lines in the sand that you wouldn't cross?
Well, I think that we have to have an open mind in terms of what the final plan might be, and that we have to listen to what others have to say. We certainly have to listen to those who are experts in the field of healthcare, but the funding, and as we said earlier, we have to learn from the experiences of other countries. All I can say is that this is probably the number one issue on the minds of working families today when it comes to the election. And the debate that we have seen among the presidential candidates is an indication of how big this issue is and how focused they are on it. I believe that voters are going to hold the candidates accountable on these issues, not just for the office of president, but for electing members to Congress, as well as electing local political leaders.
Okay, thank you so much, President John Sweeney. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Thank you very much.